Billericay Football Club was formed in late 1959 by members of the St John Cricket Club. The club's first full fixture took place in February 1960 versus a Brentwood 15, and since then the club has built steadily. Billericay's first team have had a very successful season so far this year, winning six of their nine matches and are second in the Essex One division. Well, here to tell us a bit more about the club and their aims is club's president Joe Clark. Welcome, Joe. Hi.
Thank you. Good afternoon, and thank you for inviting me.
Oh, you're more than welcome, and thanks for coming in today, especially on this horrible day out there. But as a coach, I expect you're well used to sort of messing about in this sort of weather, aren't you?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Now, I last saw you on Sunday at the Billericay Christmas Market. You had a stall set up, and you had a lot of people there. I enjoyed a nice cup of mulled wine from the stall, so thank you very much for that. Did you have a successful day there on Sunday?
Yeah, it was really good. And yeah, as your photographs show on your website, what a great day for families. And everybody there walking down the high street, just enjoying it and being part of the Christmas spirit. Our stall was there. We met a lot of old, I guess, past players, present players, and hopefully some new players.
Yeah.
And I think that's what it was about. And big thanks to Scott Fisher. He managed the day for us. And a thank you for everybody who did a stint during the day, especially the senior players who were there.
Yeah.
Dawn till dusk. No, not because we had 70 litres of mulled wine there. I'm sure that wasn't the incentive, but no, they did a cracking day, and yeah, we really enjoyed it.
No, it was good. Well, it was Scott that sorted me out with the mulled wine, so thanks, Scott. That was good, yeah. Before we come to the club itself, tell us a bit about yourself. How did you get involved in the club, and how did you end up becoming president?
Well, sounds like a long time ago now, but I joined the club back in the 79-80 season as a 16-year-old, and probably like a lot of players, I played up and down the various teams. I was first team captain in the early 90s, and but retired from playing in 98. Missed the game so much, I came back as a coach, and I coach now, actively coach at Billericay and in the Essex County setup, as well as with Saracens through their developing player pathway.
Oh, excellent. Yeah.
And then at the end of last year, our outgoing president, if you like, who'd done 28 years sterling service with the club,
yeah, that's good,
stepped down. I guess everybody stepped back when I was there. And to me, it's been a tremendous privilege, absolutely yeah, tremendous privilege. And I'm very humbled by the support that I get from the club.
Yeah, excellent. Well, I mentioned before the club was set up in 1959. Can you tell us a little bit about the history of the club and how it came to be?
Yeah, it was. We still have actually a lot of the typed and handwritten letters that go backwards and forwards to the RFU from the likes of Stanball, Michael Price, Richard Shipton, and Bill Greenwood. They were the original founders, I guess, who were part of the cricket club but also played rugby. Their letters to the RFU were trying to get us incorporated, and I think that came through in 59. And as you've already mentioned, we played our first game, I think it was on the 27th of February,
right,
at Brentwood, obviously very local to here.
Yeah.
And I think the second game was actually against St John's School. And in those days, I believe or understand the captain was a Scot from Melrose who also captained the City of London Police. Now, maybe your listeners can help me, because I think his name was Tom Ness, because he was still coaching when I was there in 79, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
So we've went from there. They developed a huge fixture list, and it built from there, and we managed to get to Twickenham twice in my part of rugby, so in 99 and 2007.
So fantastic.
So pretty successful.
Yeah, that must have been a great experience going there, mustn't it? Yeah. Now, your first team are doing very well at the moment, but they're not the only team you run. Can you tell us about the other teams at the club? And there's quite a few of them, isn't there?
Yeah. There is. Yeah, we currently have about 18 teams in total.
Wow.
As you've already mentioned, the two senior sides, we get an occasional vet side. And for me, that's an important group of people and players, because that's where we transition our junior to senior rugby people.
Right,
so
yeah,
from the academy, so the 17, 18 year olds coming through, they'll play in the vets team and move on to senior rugby as we all did in times gone by. But we've also got plenty of other sides. We've got a social ladies team that train tonight.
Right.
And listening to your weather forecast, I might be there on my own. But we only have a bit of fun, it's a little bit of fitness, which not a non-contact side, and it's for women between 14 and 80.
Right.
I'm not sure I've got any 80-year-olds. It's pretty dark out there, so I can't tell. But we also have a girls' side that's just started up on a Saturday morning, which is under 12s to under 15s. And then You got the full gamut of age grade rugby from 60s to 16s. But we're probably most proud of our what we call our baby bees, which are our free service for under threes to under five. For the community that come in, we've got about 32 boys and girls who play on a Sunday morning.
Fantastic.
And that's just a free service for that age group. And of course, at some point, I'd love to have you over because we've got 7 acres of field there. As a former player and as a coach, it's great to see when you come out onto the pitches and it's full of kids playing rugby.
That's wonderful.
It's fantastic.
Get them hooked early.
Absolutely, but it's just about having a run around, playing with the ball, learning some stuff and just being out in the fresh air.
Yeah, so wonderful. Wonderful. Now, with all those teams, you must have quite a few coaches. What about the coaching side?
Well, we do have a lot of coaches and volunteers and like all the clubs around here. You know, I'm sitting here in Brentwood, you've got Brentwood, Old Brentwood, Zonga. They all have their volunteers. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be playing rugby.
Yeah, yeah.
But we try and give something back. We do train and develop our coaches. They're out there every day. And just this year, so since September the 4th, we've got 36 new qualified rugby ready coaches out there. 20 of them are now first aiders. 6 of them can use the DFib, not that we've ever needed it.
Right.
We've got 4 referees, 14 level ones and 5 level twos just since September. So we've tried to develop them. Because of our strong links with Essex, RFU and Saracens, those guys come down and train us as coaches.
Right.
If we develop, all the players develop as well.
Yeah,
and that's all part of it. So, no, really good set of volunteers, great coaches out there.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful club. I mean, what would you say are the aims of your club?
All pretty simple, really. It's to get people out there playing in a family-orientated environment where people learn rugby and enjoy it. And that's really it. If I was to talk about what the coaches should be doing and what they're coaching, it's really that those the base foundations of honesty, discipline, humility and work rate that we coach and try to make all of our players the best people that they can be. Not necessarily the best players, just the best people.
That's wonderful.
And that's what we're out there to do.
It's not all about winning, is it?
I mean, No, not at all.
It's nice to win and you want to win, but it's individuals. People are more important, aren't they, I think?
It's a different game to the one I played. You know, there's a lot of distractions out there, even for the senior sides that play. For me, you know, as much as we provide a competitive environment and competitive games, they've got the rest of their life and other things to do.
Yeah.
And that impacts us much, much more these days, and we have to recognise that as a club.
Mm. So. Yeah, okay. Now, where are you? Where's the club located?
So if you're heading towards Stock, we're on Stock Road, just out on the right-hand side. You'll see the tennis lights normally that are on. We're just behind that.
Okay.
And as we say, we've been there a long time now.
Is that just after the roundabout?
Just after the Queen's Park roundabout.
Okay, yeah. I know, yeah. And at the moment, are you looking for new playing or non-playing members?
Always. Yeah? Seniors, juniors and volunteers to bolster our numbers, particularly on the playing side. Again, as I mentioned, all the clubs around here will know rugby's very cyclical. You have players turn up and leave and numbers ebb and flow. We're very lucky at the moment. We've got a lot of committed players and volunteers. But you always need more.
Yeah.
And for me, it's about stabilising it and getting people out on the pitch and enjoying it. So,
all right. So tell us about the facilities you've got at the club. You've always got a clubhouse and a bar, I imagine.
We have a clubhouse and a bar. And if you've watched the BT Rugby Tonight tour show, we were on there part of, I guess, their tour.
Yeah.
Because we're part of, very close linked to Saracens, they came along, they brought Richard Barrington, one of their players, and did some interviews there.
Yeah.
So if you want to see what the club looks like, it was said to be a very old-fashioned rugby club, which I think is a good thing.
Yeah.
And we got 2 senior pitches and training pitches, which are floodlit, so we train during the week and obviously train at the weekend. So.
Sounds fantastic. What about plans for the future?
Yeah, so really for me, it's to secure more players for the senior side. Again, very important. Vets team need to bolster those numbers so that we can transition our academy players from 17, 18 into senior rugby. And really, in terms of facilities, we're looking to invest in our floodlights to give us some more options on training and playing. and then open up a little bit of an area that's been overgrown. It was clear when I was playing, but that's 30 years ago.
Right.
And we need to reclaim that land and give our baby bees somewhere to secure the playing.
Yeah,
So that's for us. That's our next big things that we're going to do.
Right. Sounds wonderful. So if anyone's interested in getting involved with Billericay Rugby Football Club, how do they contact you?
We're on the web. We're on Twitter and the usual mediums of Facebook and things. And if they need to contact me, that's great.
Wonderful.
Very, very pleased to have them, and we'll welcome them to the club.
So. All right. Well, we'll put all the details up on the Phoenix FM website later on, and perhaps we'll add some contact details as well there. Joe, thank you so much for coming in today. It sounds like a really good club, some great things going on there. Good luck with the rest of the season, and thanks for coming in today.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
You're welcome.